Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too terrible. We got through a little bit of rain. Boy, we sure needed that rain, though. That was sure nice.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
We're just fortunate we didn't get the nasty stuff that can sometimes come along with it. I know some folks in different places of the country suffered through a little bit more damaging stuff than what we saw, but that's okay. Is it going to stay wet here for a little while?
Looks like we got a chance continuing yet here today, and then another chance here coming up over the weekend, but sounds like at least tomorrow will be dry. It won't be warm, but it'll be dry.
Oh, well, I was kind of hoping you were going in the other direction with that whole warm thing. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got in a used washer, top load. It only been used 6 months in excellent condition. A couple of used cooktops, one electric and one gas. Got an older stack washer-dryer combination, works good. 16 cubic foot upright freezer in good working condition. Got a used front load washer like new. And stack washer-dryer combination, only been used a few months. Used Maytag drying center near new. Used side-by-side refrigerator in good condition. Used portable electronic air cleaner. Used microwave hood combinations, have several of those to choose from. Got any used two-door refrigerator top freezer in like new condition. Used built-in dishwasher and another used side-by-side used refrigerator. Got lots of new washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load, front load in small, large, and super capacity. If you got space problems, we got some stack units that'll take care of that problem. Also offer speed clean washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition to that, a 5-year washer motor and the 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, they're made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and service it after the sale. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I was had a phone conversation the other day with someone here locally who the conversation was all about buying local, shopping locally, and doing the things you can to spend the money that you're going to spend in the local communities. And it just got me to thinking a little bit that we haven't really talked much about that here on our program so much in quite a while, about the benefits and the obvious about shopping locally. And I thought maybe we'd kind of talk a little bit about that again here this morning and share some of those stories as we get out a little bit more. You know, it's getting so much easier these days. Shopping locally 25, 30 years ago actually was pretty easy because, you know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the ease and convenience. You didn't even have to leave your house to shop back then. You really couldn't do much of anything at home unless you were buying out of the catalogs and having things delivered and stuff. But nowadays, with the internet on your cell phones, on your computer, on your tablets and things, I mean, everywhere you go, you have stores in your pocket. If you have your phone in your pocket, it's so much easier for folks to be able to do some of those things. You know, now, some local stores have taken advantage of that, and they've put themselves out there. Not all of them provide their goods and services, however, on the web. But they have a presence out there. And we've done some things, too, with our KJN Big Deals program, which really allows you to save money immediately by shopping at local stores as well. There are different ways that you can do some of those things and save yourself some money. But, you know, so many times folks will look at it sometimes as a social event, even to hop in the car and take off and maybe head to one of the cities to spend a day doing some shopping and things like that. But, you know, when it comes to your regular purchases and things like that, you know, where are you considering first? What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, when you shop locally, you create jobs. You know, so many people talk about, gee whiz, what are we going to do for jobs? I hear the discussion all the time, especially in small towns like the ones we live in. How are we going to get young people to come here? High school kids graduate from here, and we wave goodbye to them, and they never come back, except to visit once in a while. How do we get them back here? How do we create those jobs? Well, just the way we spend our money creates those jobs. If we spend all of our money in the big cities, where do you think the jobs are going to get created? If we spend all of our money on the internet, well, we're not sure where those jobs are going to be created, but they're going to be created someplace. But we want the jobs created in our local communities. So if we shop in our local towns, that just creates local employment and self-employment for that matter, too. It doesn't have to be a huge store. It can be somebody who had an idea who decides he's found a niche and maybe she wants to open up a store someplace. Well, why not make it be your place? You know, an opportunity there, too. These people also, when they create those jobs, they spend money in the local economy as well. So you can immediately see the kind of turnover you can get from the money that's spent locally. You know, when you look at the local independent shops, they typically invest more into the communities. You know, local businesses are proportionally more generous in their support of local charities, schools, and community events. So when you do support local shops, that usually means that you're probably in some way making a financial contribution back into your community too through local charities. You know, some of the large national chain operations and what have you, if they make donations at all, proportionally, not like the local stores do. I've never seen the president of, it doesn't matter, pick a corporation, insert name here, stop by, Anita, and volunteer to spend a couple hours working in the concession stand at the Cam High School. You know, just pick your town. I mean, name one. You know, those kinds of things don't happen. But we do it. You know, we do it all the time. A lot of these organizations, a lot of these different functions, they don't even exist. Things can't happen without local volunteers. And that's what happens when you do support local shops. If we create more jobs here locally, we're also creating not just the money that goes with it, but people, bodies who can actually step out and do some of those things that can help in some of those different ways. Local shops also sell great products at affordable prices, too. You know, some people get out of the habit of shopping locally, and then when they stop back into a local store, they're surprised by the range of products that might be available. And in some cases, the prices as well. Now, sometimes when you get a chance to compare, those preconceived notions that you have might not necessarily be reality. So stop back in and take a look. You know, when you shop locally, you also save your time and your money. Well, how can I save money? Don't local stores charge more than those big box stores? Well, you're missing the point. You travel less. How much time worth in the first place? And in the second place, have you checked the price of gas lately? You know, if you're going to hop in the car and take off to some distant large city, you know, you're going to spend time, you're going to spend money. You're probably going to spend some money maybe perhaps having lunch someplace too, which is you know, more money that's spent outside of your local community. So, you know, think about those kinds of things too. When you shop locally, you also retain your local communities. You know, people don't like losing shops and services in small towns. And we talk about it all the time. People say, gee whiz, remember when that, look at that hole in Main Street there in this particular town. Remember when that store was here? Gee, I wonder whatever happened to it. Well, when was the last time you were in it? You know, that's what happened to it. You know, people don't sometimes equate the disappearance of some of these small local shops with how they spend their money. When was the last time you helped them out? And it's not just about helping them out. They're there to help you out, too. We're not talking about charity. I don't know too many business people out there who want you to stop in because you feel bad for them. They want you to stop in because you feel good about stopping in. You know, when you shop local, you also retain distinctiveness in a community. Independent shops create different types of shopping experiences in different types of communities. You know, some communities have their hooks. Walnut is the antique city. You know, you'll find different things in different places. They stock different types of products. Local businesses respond more quickly to the needs of the local customers as well. They'll stock products to meet the changing population needs. I can't tell you how many times I've walked in different stores here in the community, and I've asked for something specifically that I was looking for. Maybe they don't have it, but they've often asked, can you give me about a week? I can order it. I can get it here. You know, they're willing to try to do whatever they can to help you out. Also, when you, you know, for those folks that are concerned about the environment, that seems to be a topic these days. So let's save a tree or what have you. You know, if you're one of those people that is concerned about that type of thing, well, think about local shops. They often will stock a high percentage of locally sourced goods. So some of those things don't require long distance transportation, which reduces that what they call global footprint or whatever. But, yeah, so there you go. There's that, too. You know, local shops also tend to be for everyone. Most people can get to their local shops fairly easily and quickly. It's especially important for the elderly, for young people, and some others who might rely on something other than their own vehicle to head off to the store. Local shops also tend to value you even more. There's numbers of surveys out there, lots of evidence from a bunch of surveys that show people receive better customer care and service when they shop in local stores. Because odds are, you're going to run into these people at church, in the grocery store, perhaps at the library, you know, different types of places like that. You're going to see them. So they want to take care of you. You know, we've talked about it many times. Car dealerships, for example, we hear that a lot from car dealerships in smaller communities that, you know, they couldn't survive if they just you just buy a car from them once. You know, they want your business over and over and over again. And that goes not just for car dealers. That goes for everybody. They need you to come back. And unless you have a pleasant experience and are happy with all that and get the kind of customer service that you need, you probably aren't. And that's no good for anybody. So these businesses, they tend to survive because of their reputation and the repeat business. And that usually means you get a higher standard of service from those types of businesses as well. And, you know, shopping locally can also save services, too, because private and public sector services tend to cluster around shops. So when shops disappear, so do other things like hairdressers, banks, restaurants, some of the other businesses that like to be clustered around areas where there are lots of businesses, like downtown areas and what have you, where people come together. You know, it's a big deal. And, you know, I can tell you, too, from folks who work in the private sector, there's nothing more maddening, nothing makes you angrier than to see or hear about different public sector, you know, governmental entities, whether it be, you know, city, county, state, schools, things like that, hospitals, whatever, if they're public entities, shopping outside of the community. I spend my money with you. Why don't you spend your money with me? You know, as consumers, we don't have a choice. You take our tax money. We haven't figured out a way to get out of that cycle yet. You can't get off that bus. So it's common, and rightfully so, for folks to feel like, hey, I provide my tax dollars to you. You have an obligation to do everything you can to shop with us here. And when that money is spent elsewhere, whew, it can create a hornet's nest. And it's hard to argue with those folks because, you know, when those dollars that are taken from us to provide what we can't provide on our own, we expect a certain amount of support because without that support, the business goes away. And, you know, this isn't logic 101. This is real simple stuff. And when the business goes away, so do those tax dollars that help to support that entity. And when that happens, well, they still need X amount of dollars to support what they're doing. Like I say, whether it be city, county, schools, whatever, well, they still need that money. Well, if we can't spread those taxes out amongst more businesses, guess what? Your taxes go up at home, too. So, you know, it's good to have as much as we can as far as economic diversity in a community, too. So, you know, when you're making those decisions about purchasing, think long and hard about some of those other implications. I know it's just a simple purchase. It's reaching in your pocket, grabbing some dollars, and throwing them on the counter, but it's more than that. It's way more than that. And it goes far deeper into a community. Think about those things. And, you know, if you're the person in charge of purchasing with one of those public entities, too, think about those things because they do come back in many different ways. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more today about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got water softeners by Luxury. They're an Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness. Got microwave ovens, countertop units, and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got some closeouts on some models. And, of course, we do deliver, install, and, of course, service them after the sale. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, more arriving daily. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. It's Thursday, pots on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.